it simple. We kill
the Bat of Gotham.
I'm Batman.
Hey now. How was that? Hey now. That was almost Howard Stern level. Hey now. Hey now. Hey now. Sorry. I'm having a moment. Welcome to the Batman on Film Social Hour. And this is actually one that you can see us. You can see us all. So everyone wave.
Howdy doody.
Everyone wave. Hello. The last few have been audio only podcast. I am the founder of Batman on Film, Bill Jett Ramey. And with me are two senior BOF contributors. And that would be Mr. Peter Vera and Mr. Ryan Lauer, spelled like lower. How about, see, I finally did it.
Hey now.
Hey boys. How y'all doing, guys?
We're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
We just got finished doing a show with about Batman comic books, actually, just the two of us. So.
We sure did. How about that, huh? Some Batman comics. Who'd have thought?
Surprise.
It went a lot longer than we thought, too. Surprise.
Yes, it did.
What'd y'all talk about? Just
Batman in March.
Yep. Basically, okay. The whole slate of comics in March of popular ones, and just kind of like a wraparound in case you missed it. So
no classic, no previous stuff, just upcoming.
I mean,
I got
classics. You want classics on hand? I could show some classics. Here we go. The classic detective, Little Neil Adams. This one is Detective 404. And then we got Detective 410. So it's a nice Batman and Batgirl, Neil Adams stuff from back in the day. God bless Neil Adams.
Pete, do you buy those and will keep them forever? Or are you someone who will, do you do it like, like baseball cards would?
No, they're mine until, I'm 60 and I got no space. I don't know what I'm going to do with them yet, but hopefully my spawn will be able to sell them.
I've got a shitload. I mean, stuff from growing up. Still have that coverless Batman 251, which Lauer, that's more people need to read that story. The Joker's Five-Way Revenge. I think you Jimmy regged that son of a gun, didn't you?
Not at all. Okay,
it's not the first time he's heard that complaint.
On the Batman Book Club Twitter, we did the best Batman story tournament, and it was just the way that the cards fell. Joker's Five-Way Revenge went up against Strange Apparitions, and it won, and then it went up against Hush.
Yeah.
And that just kind of shows you the classic lovers and the, what'd you call it, the new age lovers, and it got stomped on, and I bet you
anything that if you had put the image of the cover of Batman 251 up, it would have won, maybe. But because people know that cover, it's a classic cover. All right,
it'd have been a closer ball game for sure.
That cover's hanging up in said BOF home.
It's
office
right there, my friend. Yes, and it is. I love it.
For me, it is right off on the wall right over here, too. So it's
a great cover.
For me, it's in a long box in the basement. It's down there. I have it. So
speaking of Neil Adams, did I ever tell you at the Dark Knight Rises premiere, the screening, he came up to me and asked me if I could go get his jacket.
You thought you were a coat check?
And
that's quite the drop from eating popcorn with Trump.
Yeah, and true. And I said, I don't work here. I don't know where the jackets are. I'm sorry, man. He was, he was cool. So
he's like your great uncle.
I don't know. Do I look like a coat check dude? I don't know. I look like a coat.
He apologized. Did he pull a 251 issue out of his back pocket? Sign it.
Yes, it was an original. Yes. All right. So anyway, Pete Vera and Ryan Lauer here. I'm here, and we're going to make this quick, y'all. We're going to watch the new trailer for the Suicide Squad. I guess this is the first one, right? We've had something from...
This is the first trailer. We got behind the scenes. We're having fun making this movie vignette thing. at Fandom, but this is the first trailer, teaser. This is everything. And it's a red band.
Yes. So we have not, we've already watched it. So this is not like one of those reaction, oh, and all this bullshit people do and you know, act a fool when, you know, when they record these. So we've already seen it. I've seen it several times, like two or three, four times. And, but we're going to watch together. We're going to comment. We'll make a few comments afterwards and then we'll be out of here. Does that sound fine?
Sounds good. To me.
All right.
I got the dew. The dew has been poured. I'm ready.
All right. So here's how we do this. I'm going to count down. Everybody should be ready. And if you're at home watching or playing from home, they used to say on the old, game shows back in the day, 70s and 80s. If you're playing from home, you can pull it up now and watch it with us if you would like. So, Ryan and Pete, here we go. I'm going to count down and then hit play. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You gotta be kidding me. You're gonna risk the entire mission for a mental defective dressed as a court jester.
It's coming from a guy that wears a toilet seat on his head.
We don't leave one of our own behind.
Hopefully Harley's still alive.
No funny business, Colonel. These are dangerous people.
Team 2 is clear to go.
Fire on.
3, 2.
What are you guys doing?
What?
You, we're here to save you.
You were going to save me?
It was a really good plan, too.
Well, I can go back inside and you can still do it.
That's patronizing.
I'm so sorry. Harley Quinn.
Bloodsport.
And through the Guardians of the Galaxy stuff, we've seen it. James,
you know the deal.
Music choice.
Successfully complete the mission, you get 10 minutes off your sentence.
Everything now.
Yeah, especially since they tried to make the original, their version of Guardians
you
to begin with.
Follow my orders in any way.
To bring Gunn along. John Ostrander, the creator
of the device in the base of your skull. Can do
the job. I mean,
this
Rucker.
Is the famous Suicide Squad.
That line connects it to the last movie. This is the famous Suicide Squad.
I'm not gonna lie,
who's Pete Davidson playing?
Someone is gonna die.
Any questions?
Yeah. He's the Slipknot of this one, I think.
Polka dot man.
That is your Sly. Hint. Very good.
King Shark. I'm excited for King Shark.
Yeah.
I hope so.
As ridiculous as that so looks or sounds, whatever. That's a comic
book. That's a quality F bomb right there.
You die.
If we find out any information you give us is false, you die.
If we find out you have personalized license plates. You done.
What? No.
If you
took this as a reference
to your mouth.
Harley, although that isn't an open invitation for you to cough without covering your mouth.
What's the plan?
How the hell am I supposed to know?
You're the leader. You're supposed to be decisive.
And I've decided that you should eat a big bag of dicks.
If this whole beach was completely covered in dicks, and somebody said I'd eat every dick until the beach was clean for liberty, I would say no problemo.
Why would Captain America
put penises all over the beach?
Who knows why madmen do what they do?
This is suicide.
Well, that's kind of our thing.
Don't you worry, I'm gonna get you out of here alive.
I'm going to get you out of here alive.
He's so smooth.
Oh my god, we've got a freaking kaiju up in this shit.
Love it.
Starro the cock.
I love the rain. It's like angels are splooting all over us.
She is.
She's made to play Harley Quinn, right?
Oh, she is. It'll go down as one of the arguably the best cast, but maybe the best casted CBM character in history.
Yeah.
All right, there with Ledger. Yeah, I'm with you. All right. So, I mean, just, you know, recap your thoughts about the whole thing. Lauer, go first, sir.
I thought it looked like a blast. I'm not familiar. I haven't read Ostrander's work before on Suicide Squad. And this makes me want to go back and do that, in which Gunn has said many times that he is based, like that is the source material to him, is the Suicide Squad stuff in the 80s. And I mean, this just looks like a blast. I think it's funny. The humor for it in this, to me, worked. I thought it was funny. I thought it was well-timed.
Yeah.
King Shark, the concept of a walking shark, but I love it. I think it's great. It's comic book fun. And I think it set the tone of what you can expect for the movie. It's going to be It's going to be R. It's going to have, it's going to be bloody, but like in a fun way. It's going to be funny. I'm in. I don't need to see another thing because I'm in.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I don't really need to see any more. It's kind of hooked me. I think my reaction was it's weird. Mm-hmm. It's goofy. It's, you know, I'm just throw out some more adjective. I mean, bizarre, and it's kind of awesome, you know, like the whole, you know, I like when they do stuff like this. I like when it's like this, I'm okay with the crazy nonsense, goofy stuff, Star of the Conqueror, you know, coming down. Yeah. I love all that.
Apologetically James Gunn. It just is. To me, true. This is Guardians of the Galaxy meets the Belko experiment, which is a movie Gunn wrote but did not direct. You know, a lot of people are going to die. I think that's why the team is so big. You saw, the trailer focused on all the main figures that will be the main parts of this movie. But guys like Pete Davidson, I expect them to, you know, die off early.
What's his character?
I can't remember what his character is.
I don't think Boomerang's going far either.
I think Boomerang lives. I do. I do. Boomerang is a huge part of the Suicide Squad. I mean, they killed him off in the comics recently and brought him back. Like, Boomerang never goes too far. That's why I think the team is so big, because I think people are just going to die left and right. And if you've watched the Belko experiment, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, Gunn will just kill people. I know Nathan Fillion plays TDK, which I believe is like Arms Fall Off Boy or something like that. So at some point he's going to lose his limbs, which was funny seeing him drink a soda, because it's probably the last one he'll ever drink. It's just crazy. Everything from, like, Laura, you mentioned how, like, just seeing King Shark, but then the main villain is a giant starfish. It is just a comic book movie, and it seems to be right in line with everything that Gunn writes. Like, this is going to be like Guardians of the Galaxy on acid and LSD while got, you know, steroids dripping through its veins. Like, it's so...
It fits for the practicality too of why would they need to get this assortment for a Suicide Squad. It's like, because of some ridiculous threat. Like, Batman does not belong in this fight against Starro. Like,
no.
I don't name other heroes that kind of don't, you know, you argue maybe Green Lantern, but I think that's just like that's such a fun villain. That's the villain is Starro, of like, what the hell is this thing? I don't know. Let's bring in the worst of the worst, you know, bring him in and take him on.
Kinnaman looked just like Rick Flagg from the comics, which I thought was great to see him. While I appreciated what Air did, like, he's more of a street level urban tactical type thing. Like, that movie fit him, but like, you could see where Gunn really was like, I'm going to honor the source material a little bit more faithful. I'm trying to find out who the hell, what's his name plays, but it was cool. What I really liked though is how deep Gunn got. Like, it's not just Ratcatcher, but it's Ratcatcher 2. Right? Like, so there's Ratcatcher 1 somewhere else in this universe, probably locked up in Arkham or Blackgate or wherever the hell you want to put these people. But he really dug deep and he picked up some crazy ones. Let's see, where's... And then Mongal, which is, I believe it's Mongol's daughter. So he even went like cosmic. Like, that's... Mongal's an alien. Like, all know who Mongol is and World and all that stuff. So, like, Gunn is not holding back at all. And I'm dying to see what the hell we're in store for. And we have not even mentioned John Cena. And just from this trailer alone, and that the opening and that Dick's joke in the middle, you could see why Warner Brothers or HBO Max is like, yes, TV show with this guy. This is... ever since I saw him in that Amy Schumer movie, I mean, this guy has really got... he's not The Rock, but he might be the next best thing as
terms he's of, like, got great movies. Comic chops. Yeah. Is that, you know?
Yeah.
You're right. That Amy Schumer movie, he was hilarious in it. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Peacekeeper is so ridiculous, he looks ridiculous, but it fits, right? Yes. I mean, like, that chrome helmet thing, it's just looks like nonsense. And you think it wouldn't work, but it looks great.
Pete Davidson plays a character called Blackguard. I don't know who that is. And that's another thing I like about this movie is there's a lot of characters that I don't know about. And, you know, like, I got long boxes. I dig to the long boxes. I dig to the dollar books. Peacemaker's not someone who I was familiar with before this movie. And I believe he was actually a Charleston Comics character.
Yeah, he was Charleston Comics. Yeah. DC. Yeah.
If you read, Gail Simone's got a thread on Twitter where she digs really deep and how Peacemaker was originally one of the characters to be in Watchmen. He was supposed to be the comedian. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. And it's just...
You say that, and then it's kind of like, oh hell, fits. Yeah, yeah. It's like, and it fits it, even
you,
more.
You makes it makes sense as to who he's, and you know, again, like even Cena himself says, "Douchey Captain America." Like that's how they describe the character, and he's like, "Yeah, dicks for liberty. I need all those." And it's like, I get it. It's a dick joke, but still, it's like, it's funny. I do kind of get a little worried. Like, is it going to be boom, boom, boom? Is it just going to be straight up gun craziness humor, kind of like Guardians 2? Mm-hmm. Or is this going to lean a little bit more towards Guardians 1, where there's a lot of heart in that movie? You know, I feel there's a little bit different. I feel like Guardians 1 is prime gun, whereas Guardians 2, I don't really like what he did there in that movie.
You see a little bit of the, I guess you'd say, heart with Idris Elba's character and on the bus, you know, about saving each other or whatever. Yeah. I'll just say, I don't think this gives anything away with what we're going to see here in a few months. I think it's just like a little appetizer to give you the vibe of the film. And I know we've had R-rated comic book films before. We've had, you know, Deadpool, we had Joker and so forth. And this will be also, but I saw people are always just, it's like Deadpool, or it's R-rated Guardians of the Galaxy or whatever. But it doesn't seem like that to me, right? Or what do y'all think?
I think it's definitely inspired by Deadpool, right? You know, like just being more adult-oriented and heavily inspired.
Yeah, Deadpool proved that you could do that. Yes, but absolutely.
I think Deadpool 1, there's a lot of heart and story and love in that movie. Mm-hmm. Deadpool 2 kind of strays a little bit. It's not a bad movie by any stretch, and I like Deadpool 2, but it's not as good as Deadpool 1, whereas I think Deadpool 1 is, for that tone of the movie, it's perfect. For his Deadpool 2, they try to be a little bit funnier than they do try to be a little bit more serious than they did in the first one. And that's like what I was saying earlier about Guardians 1 and Guardians 2. I feel like those two are the prime examples.
Those are just the easiest comparisons. And I think that they're valid too, because with Deadpool, you get the R-rated smartass comedy, which we see in the trailer. And then Guardians is, you see in an assembly of a bunch of different characters. It's a group going to like working together. So I think that's the easiest comparisons. And I think that both of those are totally valid. But I think also those were two good movies. So yeah, if this is a combination of two successful movies, then that should be successful. Sure. Then, so hopefully it is, because I think it's been, what we were presented with gave me such a good vibe and pure excitement.
If you want a really good idea of what this movie I think will be like, check out James Gunn's like alien zombie movie Slither, because it's Michael Rooker's in it, Elizabeth Banks is in it, and Nathan Fillion's in it, and it's just, that's the like the perfect balance of James Gunn's seriousness, but just complete and just insane chaos, in my opinion. And it's still my favorite movie by him. So definitely check that movie out, because it's good and it's nuts, and it's like vintage Rooker. And I can't, man, I love how like Rook, it's like Gunn is kind of like the Adam Sandler of this genre. He's got boys and he just brings them along for the ride, and Rooker's in there and Fillion's in it, and now Stallone's in it. And it's like, I'm so excited because like, you got actors who do stuff like that, or you know, Tim Burton and Johnny Depp come to mind too. So it's cool when he's able to bring guys he knows, because he knows what to expect with these characters, and his brother too. His brother plays the weasel, so that's going to be interesting. And I'm just ready. Like this movie, I don't need another trailer. I don't need anything else. This is all I need. It comes out what, August? Just get me there. You know, like. And I was already feeling the kaiju hype between Kong and Godzilla, but to throw in that line, that's cool. And I totally expect Amanda Waller to shoot that dude in the head.
And yeah. I remember I asked you recently, Bill, about Suicide Squad and such, because for some reason I kept thinking it was coming out in June and not August. But I know that the trend, if you want to call it that, started with James Wan's Aquaman, that we were just 6 months out or so. And then we finally saw our first trailer. And I think that that's a good idea, and a good thing here of we are a little over four months away from the Suicide Squad. It's like we didn't need to see this a year ago. Like this is a good 4 months out to start that hype train. And this is what you come out of, you know, you come out swinging with. Like this is a good, I think this is a good move. Like the 4 months are going to go by fast now. And I mean, they dropped the character posters. I don't know if you got to look at some of those. Those were great and fun. So we got a lot of content here to whet our appetites, to hold us over until they release the inevitable second trailer. But I think 4 months out, that's a really good, that's a good move.
Yeah, look, I am always being all in on the Suicide Squad concept. I love the concept. I didn't really hate the one that came out a few years ago.
I liked it.
I'm not gonna get golf in the weeds about it, but I mean, I didn't like the third act. I didn't like the main villain, but blah 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 blah. Whatever. So, but it did well, and it did well enough to do a sequel. And I'm sure this is kind of a
reset. To make that one Guardians.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of a reset, reboot. This, whatever you want to call it. This is kind of a Batman Forever, right? Kind of thing.
Is it? I don't know. I've really got strong sequel vibes to this. Rooker said the famous Suicide Squad. It's the team seems to be saving Harley. Like they have a relationship. I mean, I guess if there's connective tissue a la, you know, Pat Hingle and Michael Goff. And if you want to compare it to Batman Forever, but it to me, it just seems like a straight up sequel, to be honest.
For me, I don't care either way. Whatever it is.
I think that's where I am too. There's enough there to support whichever way you want to think it.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. That's a good way to do it. Look at it. My only issue with the whole thing is that if you can put fucking Polka Dot Man in this damn movie,
I know where you're going.
I don't understand why Crazy Quilt is not part of the damn Suicide Squad.
Well,
one of you two boys explain that to me.
Because he's being saved for the sequel, clearly, Bill.
I'm just a viewer. I don't know better. I don't know what Warner Brothers should do. I'm just a viewer. So
you're not an associate producer?
I'm not, so I don't know what.
Neither am I. But
you have a t-shirt?
I don't know. I think it's completely possible that they do another one. They bring in that crazy quilt. Because then I'll hop aboard with that and be like, resurrect Egghead. Let's get that going too. You know, I want some Egghead.
My tongue is firmly in my cheek when I say all that. And it's Crazy Quilt. It's kind of been a bit I've done for like 20 years on that and on film. But if ever you're going to have a chance to put that character in a movie, this would be it, you know? Yeah, and hopefully he comes in a sequel. It would be fantastic. Tom King did him kind of a cool way in Batman comic book, so you know.
Yeah, I mean, we all have our obscure villains we'd like to see in a movie one day. I'd love to see Film Freak in a film at some point, but you know, I think that's why this franchise is around. I think this will introduce a lot of people to a lot of new characters and characters you didn't think that, you know, would get a shot. Like, I mean, we saw King Shark on The Flash.
Yeah.
To see King Shark, you know, seems to be a large speaking role too. Like, I'm all for it. And Starro, like, just I'm ready to
Starro the Conqueror.
Oh, yeah, you see that you're on a kaiju kick. I'm just on a monster kick now. So, like, King Shark's a monster to me. So, bring it on. Bring some more of that.
And just he seems to be he's just eating people and ripping them left and right,
ripping them apart.
I would think, you know what, and I also think, you know, and then we'll get out of here. I think they give us that, you know, hand and, you know, and him eating people and ripping people apart. But I bet there's more to that character in the film that
I don't know. It seems when Starro pops out of the ground, he's eating somebody's shin. I don't know, like it's a drumstick, you know. Like, I don't know if there's much more to King Shark than just being hungry.
Who knows? But we'll find out in August.
I can't wait. I'm excited. Yeah. I mean, I've been excited for this movie since all the rumors, like back when Mel Gibson was attached and Gavin O'Connor was attached and Air was attached. Like, I was just like, just I like the first one, so just make a sequel. And you know, I'm happy we got it, and I can't wait to see what James Gunn has. And hopefully now, you know, he can be a part of the DC universe and come, you know, if it's a success and we all enjoy it, come back for a third movie. You know, I'm happy.
I'm with you 100%.
I'm a fan of his.
I'm one of those. Just make DC movies. I don't care if they connect. I don't care if they don't connect. Good. Just make good DC movies and whatever, and we'll enjoy them. We'll join. I'm all about this. I champion this, and we'll judge it when it comes out. And then, of course, we'll move on to the Batman, because it's going to be a stone's throw. Once this comes out, we're almost at the Batman, you know.
Oh, I can't wait. I am so excited for that one.
Think they'll have a trailer to play in the theaters in front of the Suicide Squad of the Batman?
Oh, you would imagine, right? In August?
See, August 4th. That'd be 6 months out.
Yeah.
I think 6 months.
Seven. Look at you playing investigative journalist.
Yeah.
I'm looking ahead at the Batman. I can't help it.
Well, the Batman is coming, hashtag. Hashtag. Yes,
it is. It is.
All right. Is all right. That's, all right. So let's plug some stuff. And since Ryan, since you just recorded one of your shows, go ahead and you start first with all your plugs, all your endeavors, sir.
All right. On the Twitter, the Batman Book Club podcast at the Batman BC. Right now, we're in the final four of the Best Batman Story Tournament. Go there, tune in, cast your vote. The next episode of the Batman Book Club is episode 49, which drops Wednesday with Mr. Peter Vera right here, where we're going to talk about Batman comics for March. And then the following week is episode 50, and it's the Lonesome Dove episode of the Batman podcast. It's a long one. Yeah, it's a very long recording that Pete's also available on that one. So check it out. Give it a shot. And also go to Batman on Film, where I have reviews for all sorts of fun comic books. And deep in the archives, an interview with Lee Bermejo, and also a review for the Batwing Lamp, which I will always plug that beast because right here even.
Right there, yeah.
My pride and joy right here. I love it. I love it. That's all I got.
That's all you got? Nothing else?
I can go more, I guess. No, I'm just kidding. That's it.
BOF Chronicles, man.
BOF Chronicles. Oh, my gosh. The BOF Chronicles. Track that down. Part 3.
You got to write this down.
Me and Bill talk about The Dark Knight for 1 hour and 6 minutes. And what a great conversation that was. Not just because Bill was here, but that was... I'll keep talking about that one. That was fun to hear of stories I'd never heard before. Some fun nuggets in that one too.
I love talking about that. You probably can tell if you listen to that show, I sound audibly very excited and happy to talk about those good old days of Batman on Film. All right, Pete Vera, what you got, my friend?
You can follow me on social media. That's Instagram, Twitter, and Zack Snyder's favorite Vero at Pete Illustrated. You can follow the show that I co-host with a champion of Long Island, Eric Holzman, Straight Outta Gotham at @straight_o_g. Please check out our Facebook page, Straight Outta Gotham. Please join our Facebook group, Straight Outta Gotham. Check out my written reviews on batmanonfilm.com for Dark Detective, Man Bat, and Detective Comics. Check out Batman on Film YouTube for toy reviews, for interviews with Michael Uslan, Tara Strong, Lauren Lester and Kevin Conroy. Check out my latest endeavor at Team Yellow Oval on Twitter as I try to convince Andy Muccietti to bring back the Yellow Oval for the Flash movie with Mr. Keaton. I did not successfully convince Matt Reeves for the Batman, but I'm hoping Andy will, as a fellow Italian, listen to me. Also, you can follow my Italian Spider-Man adventures at Italians for Spidey, as I am the consigliere of that account with the Vigilante 1939 boys. And that's all I got for you today.
That's how a professional plugs.
That's a professional right there, yeah. Plug. That's I'm a professional rook. Broadcaster. And I got to follow that shit. This is like
trying to follow
Elvis degree. In 1954. You know,
I am a legitimate associate producer. That was my job title for 10 years. So, you know, I don't have a t-shirt, but I have a lot of paychecks for it.
That what you got is better than the other. So for sure.
I'm not going to argue that.
Well, I have a website called Batman on Film, and you can check it out, batmanonfilm.com with the dashes in between. If you want to follow me on Twitter, Bill Jet Ramey, it's at Batman on Film, where I post witty banner and have commentary on things that sometimes. And if you just want to avoid my nonsense, you can go to at the Batman on Film on Twitter. It's just straight up links coming from our site. All these things these guys do and everybody else does, they go there. If you like what we do on Batman on Film, become a Patreon. Patreon.com/Batman on Film. And all the shows are part of the Batman Podcast Network. You can find them on batmanpodcastnetwork.com and follow that on Twitter at Batpod Network. I think I got that right. So
nailed it.
That was pretty good for an unprofessional broadcaster, right, Pete? Yeah. It was okay.
You know, what, you've been podcasting for like what, 15 years? I think you got this.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of.
This is your show, but just note that Pete gets the last word on all of these now, Bill. Just to say.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
The only, besides the fact that Crazy Quilt is not in the Suicide Squad, I'm also a little butthurt about the fact that it's getting warm here in Texas and I can't, it's not good gumbo cooking time. So,
no, but it's barbecue weather.
It is. It's always barbecue weather. All right. You got something coming up on barbecue there, Pete? Now, here we go. We're going to talk a little.
It's like, yeah. Yesterday was 77. Today was 80. It's coming. There's going to be a brisket being cooked soon. I can feel it.
Valor, what you got cooking, my friend?
I don't have anything cooking. I had a bowl of Cap'n Crunch this morning.
Something General Mills.
Yeah. Got Lucky Charms ready also in case I run out. So that's as good as I get.
Lauer's one of those guys who uses chocolate milk for his cereal. You know that, right? Thinking of sugar.
No, but I do eat like a six-year-old at times. But I'm about to go to a barbecue place. So there we go. That's okay. That's my late lunch.
All right. All right. So, let's get out of here. All right. So for Pete and Ryan Lauer, spelled like lower, I am Bill. And we'll catch you next time. And I'll save you the whole authoritative definitive of the egg, I'm original thing. Although I just did that. So we'll catch you next time.